AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump, in an interview to air Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, says he decided against a retaliatory strike against Iran after hearing from the military on how many people could die.
I thought about it for a second. I said, you know what? They shot down an unmanned drone, plane, whatever you want to call it. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people. That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
Trump says the planes were not in the air when he made the decision not to go. Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson says the president's seeming indecision is not good for the country.
The president is not acting carefully at this time. And he has many of us very concerned about the direction of our country at this crucial time.
But Gary Sick, who is an Iranian expert in the Carter administration, says Trump's decision shows he doesn't want things to escalate.
I think he looked at this one and realized that if you ended up killing a lot of people, that Iran was not going to then just say, never mind, we'll call it even and stop at that point, but that other things were going to start happening.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending another 1,000 members of the state's National Guard to the border with Mexico.
All of these actions are necessary because Congress has failed to do its job. They carp about a humanitarian crisis and about reforming an immigration system, all the while refusing to pass laws to fix the problem.
A Cook County, Illinois judge has decided to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the state attorney's office decision to drop all charges against actor Jussie Smollett. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned a black man's murder conviction and death sentence in Mississippi. The AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Curtis Flowers has been in jail more than 22 years and tried six times in the deaths of four people found in a furniture store in Winona, Mississippi in July 1996. In Flowers' sixth trial, the jury was made up of 11 whites and one African American after the district attorney struck five prospective jurors who were black. The court's 7-2 decision says the removal of the black prospective jurors violated Flowers' rights. Flowers could now face a seventh trial. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Flowers' attorneys, meanwhile, have gone to a state appeals court in Mississippi seeking for it to decline to try their client for that seventh time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.